We talked last year a lot about how this team maybe improved in some ways in penalties, but is that something that stands out over the first couple of games?
Yeah, I think if we can cut back to minors a bit, be a bit more careful with our sticks. At the same time, our penalty kill has got to be a bit better. We got to have that confidence to go out and kill penalties when we get them. So I think it's a bit of both right now.
When you look at more penalties, it's only two games, obviously. But given some of the history of this group with taking penalties, is it something that Nimba's talked about already?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've addressed, and we know we can be a bit better with our sticks, and we can be a bit better on the kill as well. So it's something we talked about, and we really worked out last year to be more disciplined and stay out of the box. It is only two games. It's a really small sample size. So
you talk about the small sample size, and the point will be made that two games in, you don't have to be too worried about the amount of shots you're also giving up. But is it an early concern that Dallas was able to generate so much?
No, I mean, both games we gave up quite a few shots. It's not something we want to make a trend. It's a lot of work and a lot of pressure we put on Hellebuck. But, I think it starts with our own game in terms of just being a bit smarter with it and generating our own offense. And now we'll get their shot total down. But at the same time, we're not too worried. I think there's lots of room for improvement. And at this point last year, it definitely wasn't our best hockey yet either. So we're trying to get better.
There's always firsts of every season. You play some exhibition games. You play a first on the road. What's it like? What's the vibe of when you get that first one at home?
There's a lot more excitement, I think. A lot of guys didn't even play an exhibition game at home because of our schedule. We haven't practiced there much either. So I think tomorrow will be the first time some guys are even at the MTS Center. So there's that excitement to get back on home ice for sure.
What's it like to see Ilya Kovalchuk back from a former teammate standpoint when you guys were together in Atlanta?
It's really cool. You don't get to see too many KHL games when you're over here. And, I haven't really got a chance to see him play much over the last few years. So it's kind of cool to see him back in the league and, just seeing what he's capable of still.
What's he like when you played with him? I guess parts of two seasons, Brian, you're a teammate of his?
Yeah. He was a great guy. He was always nice to me. He was really good with the young guys, good leader. I guess he's known for that shot. He had a really nice release and had a lot of speed for a guy his size. So, like I said, I haven't seen too much of him the last couple of years, so we'll see if he's still got it.
Do you remember any one specific night when you were a youngster when you played something special that he did? Or?
I just remember sometimes being able to give him the puck, and he would just kind of go end-to-end and shoot it through someone top corner, and I would just be like, that's the easiest assist of my life. So I had quite a few of those the first couple of years. I knew what to do, just get Kovalchuk the puck.
Did you play a lot in the line with him?
Yeah, I played a bit with him. It was kind of a blender the time I was there, but I spent some time with him.